Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you better off than you were 365 days ago? Are you better off than a year ago? Now, when we ask that question, that's probably on our minds this morning as we come to church. It's New Year's Eve. And when we think about that question, there are specific people that we have in mind in our lives that might give us input on how we might answer that question. So one person that we might go to ask, well, how are we doing this year? How do we do the last 365 days? Your tax preparer. It's around this time that documents are getting put together and things are getting compiled and the documents come in the mail and you begin to put them together. And we send them to the tax preparer, and then we wait for that phone call. It comes in mid-March, and we're waiting to hear the assessment of our tax preparer. Did we have a good year? Did we have a bad year? The tax preparer has a lot of power. They've got a lot of power over us. Another person we turn to often is our doctors, and we love our doctors and medical personnel that take care of us. They look at our numbers. They look at how what numbers they show this year, and they compare them. I don't know if your doctor's the same, but they compare them to how they were last year. I turned 45 this year, and it was funny how the assessment went. He was far more interested in my medical journey than any doctor ever before, simply because I hit that number, 45. And then we wait for every syllable for the doctor to give his assessment about how we're doing. Another person we really care about and their assessment on how we did this last year is our bosses. We get our reviews each year at the workplaces that we go to, and boy, what the boss says about how we've done really determines our outlook even for the next year and how we look at this last year. If the boss says some accolades and praise, we feel pretty good. Great year. If the boss says some critique and criticism, I don't know how it really went. What's amazing to me is in conversation with people is how people have an outlook and how they assess how they're doing. I've discovered many people who are actually doing very terribly, emotionally and physically, come out more optimistic than anyone that you'd expect. And people with chronic medical conditions in the past, with a diagnosis in the last year, can come out with a very optimistic view about how things are currently going and how the future looks for the next year. How are you doing today compared to 365 days ago? I raise that question because I believe that question's basically behind this prophet and his words here in Isaiah chapter 51. How are you doing compared to the time before? Now, why do I say that? The background here is really critical. Isaiah speaks these words in Isaiah chapter 51 to a people that were transitioning and to a people that they were experiencing a lot of trouble, let's say. We know this from the Bible, but extra biblical material as well. You see, the Israelites had been deported from the promised land and had been taken to, the Bible says Babylon, but I'm going to say here in my sermon, Mesopotamia, this region. Things were not going well for these people. Here are the things that were going wrong. Number one, three things. They were weak physically and emotionally. Gone were their homes in the Holy Land. Gone was Israel. Gone was everything that they had possessed. Gone were things like their language. Food, can you imagine that? Losing the foods that you like. Physically, they were weakened. Number two, they were diminished in number and were diminishing by as the days passed as they stayed in Babylon. When the Israelites were in the promised land, they were multiplying and flourishing, but as they go to Babylon, you see, they weren't even able to go to the temple and practice sacrifices. The offerings didn't happen, shut down completely. There was a sense of diminishing. That doesn't feel good. And then finally, the third thing is that, of course, they had been displaced. Ever felt that way? You had roots, and then all of a sudden, gone. Their language was going extinct even. Babylonians, they spoke a different language. They were forced to speak the language in Babylon. So if you're the prophet Isaiah and you're speaking to these people, are you better off than you were 365 days? If Isaiah would have told the people to go talk to their doctors and their accountants and their bosses, the news would have been really, really tough. Isaiah 51, beautiful text. Our Old Testament lesson for today. Isaiah gives a self-assessment or a tool for God's people to assess their situation. And we can apply this to our lives today. Every single person here. Number one, how do you know, how can you assess how you're doing today? Number one, look back.